If you know any musicians, chances are they've asked you for money, not in person, but on a crowdfunding site like Kickstarter or Pledge Music. These platforms once offered hope for a music industry in crisis, but the reality today is much more complicated. WBUR's Amelia Mason reports on how music crowdfunding has changed the way musicians hustle, for better or worse.
In May of last year, the rapper Dutch Rebel took the stage at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. In a video of the concert, she strides around the museum's lofty atrium, which is packed with cheering fans. Dutch Rebel is something of a local celebrity. You may have seen her face on T-stops around town or read about her in the paper. But like a lot of mid-level established artists, Rebel doesn't have a record deal. She books her own tours and manages her own finances. Sometimes, to save postage, she delivers merchandise bought by fans directly to their homes.
I like to leave personal notes on the envelopes and stuff like that. I just tell people, like, if you get a heart instead of a postage stamp, like, I was there.
Rebel's fans raised more than $15,000 on Kickstarter to fund her album Bang Bang. So the rapper says she doesn't mind personally delivering the promised perks for fans' pledges, like CDs and T-shirts.
Money is a thing. Like, we know that. Like, money's a real thing. Like, you can support me, but, like, to take money out of your pocket and spend it on me is very, very appreciated. People have to go to work and make their money. You know what I mean? So the way I see it, what is the problem with me, like, spending a couple hours, like, busting my butt going up and down the highway to say thank you?
This is the state of the music industry in a nutshell. An independent artist can raise thousands of dollars online, but still has to hustle to save a few bucks on stamps.
It's a confusing landscape, and it's a crowded landscape, and it's like there are no rules anymore, almost.
That's Pat Healy, host of the Roaring Crowd Fund. The podcast follows Dutch Rebel and three other independent musicians through the ups and downs of their crowdfunding campaigns.
It was about how unfair it seemed that these really talented artists were having to prostrate themselves, humble themselves so much to ask for money to make their art.
When music crowdfunding emerged in the late 90s, it seemed almost utopian, because it allowed artists to bypass industry gatekeepers and still make money. Now it's one of the most relied upon ways for musicians, even famous ones, to raise funds. And the competition is fierce. Artists today devise elaborate rewards to entice fans to give. And it turns out people will pay money for some pretty weird stuff. Here's a clip from the Roaring Crowd Fund.
What you get is your favorite acts making remix albums with cat sounds, performing at your house, daring you to skydive with them, but instead doing drunken karaoke with you, sending you vials of blood, having you sign their nude bodies, and more.
The Roaring Crowd Fund describes coalescing pressures on artists. Streaming services decimate music sales, and fans tire of being asked to pony up. So musicians have to become salesmen.
It's not easy. You know, it's not easy to do what you do and then on top of that, sell what you do.
Dutch Rebel says all that work is worth it because it puts power in the hands of artists.
It's like giving the tools and the resources back to the people to use it. Thoroughly empowering.
But Healy's podcast raises questions about the sustainability of the crowdfunding model. Recently, Pledge Music came under fire for falling behind on payments to artists. If these platforms don't survive, where does that leave musicians? Healy is the first to admit he doesn't know. But he does know one thing.
People need to respect music more. And because it's an intangible thing and it's something that we take for granted as streaming and free, everything that's ever been made is free right now. I just hope that people that listen to this can take away, you know, I should appreciate music more. I should let the musicians who are working know that I appreciate their music.
But it's not enough for independent musicians to gain appreciation for their music. Crowdfunding requires that they learn to sell their brand to an increasingly media-savvy audience and fundamentally changes the skill set needed to make it as a musician today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason. For dinner, dress as black. You ain't telling I'm a winner too. No, I'm coming through. Kicks on this woman too. Nike, Hirachi. I'm the one they run into. Mule of Versace. Proud of when I'm coming through. Style spicy. Shoe game local. Bad little Haitian. Vibes so kitoko.